Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Now we open the floor for questions if you have questions. So we begin from the right.
While buying shares,
okay.
Shares on the internet, online, I've got the option to buy the shares by setting a limit to the price. Suppose the price at the moment is 100 rupees, I've got option to buy it at 90 rupees. So I set an option limit of 90 and just leave it aside. At the end of the day, I get the price at 90 and the share is mine. Is that...
What about if you don't get the 90? What happens?
The order goes off.
But you will lose something.
No way. That means money is in my account. The order doesn't go away. But it comes to 90, I get the stock in my name.
Okay. The brother is asking about shares buying. And this is only for those who are rich. Poor people like you and me don't know about buying shares. But the Sheikh, mashallah, apparently deals in shares and exchange market. This is an option, he says, that in the beginning of the day, I buy shares and I put an option of 90. And during the day, they will, of course, take the 90 and block it from my account. If the shares go beyond 90, like 85, immediately they will buy it and give it to me. If not, at the end of the day, the money will be sent back to me. On the surface, this is okay. This is like bidding, no problem. But I believe that most of the non-Islamic share markets do not work like this. They either tell you that you have 10,000 in your bank account. We'll give you another 10,000 from us as a loan, and you have this option, and you play. If you make profit, we will take a percentage, sharing the profit with you. But if you do not make a profit and you lose, we will take from your 10,000 to us. This is riba. Secondly, most of the share exchange in the stock market is haram to deal with because you must not buy shares of companies that deal in riba. For example, a company that sells halal product, but they're financing all of their activities through riba. 90% of their income and financing is from riba. This is forbidden for you to participate because you'll be a partner. When you buy shares, you are a partner in that company. You cannot buy shares that are for companies that sell haram, companies that deal in tobacco, companies that deal in arms and selling weapons to kill the Muslims, etc. This is not permissible. Companies that deal in intoxications, not permissible. Companies that are financial companies, banks or financial institutions. You know that they borrow and lend in riba. So all of this is forbidden and it's very critical and dangerous. You will find 1 in 1,000 that the company you can buy shares in, and Allah knows best. Yes, brother. There. Yes.
My question to you is, how much profit person should be made by the seller on a particular product?
Okay, that's a very good question. Does Islam limit the profit you make? And the answer is no. As long as you are not the only sole provider. For example, I'm in a country or in a city. I'm the only one who sells rice. So I buy a kilogram of rice for this much and I multiply it by 100 and I sell it to the people. Islam says this is forbidden and the Muslim ruler has to take what I have and organize it and sell it in a way that the people would benefit and I would not lose. But if I am selling cars and there are 10 other companies that sell cars, I buy the car for this much and I put double the price or triple the price, no problem. Because I am not harming people. Ya akhi, you're harming me. I want to buy your car from your shop, but you're asking for too much. There are other 9 companies that you can buy from, cheaper, go there. There is no problem in it. So one has to be fair. It's an open market, but at the same time, a Muslim should not be very greedy and wanting just to make money. Islam is not about making money. Islam about being grateful to Allah, making money and spending money through zakat, through charity, through good deeds as well. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Extended warranty, can we sell it?
Okay. The brother is asking about extended warranty. What is extended warranty? You buy a product and they tell you, we give you 2 years warranty on that. Is this permissible to utilize in within the 2 years? My product has some malfunction in it and I have to take it to them. They fix it, change spare parts, no problem. They're the one who offered the 2 years warranty. But then they come and say, listen, if you buy a third year, you give us 150, for example, or 200 euros, and we give you a third year of warranty. Is this extended warranty, the third year? Halal or haram, it is haram. Why? Because you're paying $150 or euros, for example, for a service that you may get and you may not get. It's like insurance. Insurance in Islam is haram. Why? I pay $1,000 to insure my car against any kind of damages. A whole year passes and I have no accidents. What happens to the $1,000? Bye-bye. It's gone. But what happens if I make an accident and I'm liable to pay $200,000? The company pays it all, have no problem. $1 million, no problem. So this is gambling. I'm paying a little. Either I lose it all or I gain much, much, much more than that. So I hope this answers your question. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
What's the ruling on commission basis? You know, like before, in this during the lecture, you talk about this person dealing. He don't have the ownership of that particular product, that particular car. But he act as an agent to sell it to somebody between two parties, being a middleman for the commission.
Being a middleman, as long as the transaction is halal, it is halal. So if someone is looking for a house and this person wants to sell his house, and I go and I make my communication, okay, how much, 1 million, 2 million, they agree on 2 million, how about you bargaining, you agree on buying, I get them together and I get 2.5% commission. This is completely halal, nothing wrong in that. I come to you and I say, I want to buy a second-hand car, this is my budget, and I'll give you this much amount of commission. You go and look for options, 5-6 cars, you tell me these are the cars, I like the car, I buy, and I give you your commission. This is completely halal and there's nothing wrong in that, inshallah. Yes, Abdurrahman, mic is here.
Yeah, this is regarding the stock market. There's also something called as the commodities market. So it's like a virtual market wherein you buy food grains and various minerals and stuff, wherein you don't actually need it. You're not a seller as such. So in there, they give you a certificate that you own it, and this is the amount. And then you sell it for a higher amount, you trade in it, but you don't have possession on it. So is it halal or?
The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam forbade the selling of grain or food stuff until it is weighed or measured and possessed physically by the owner. So this is an issue of dispute nowadays, because in the past, what's the maximum you're gonna buy? A load of 3 camels? Take them, it's with you. Nowadays, big companies deal in tons and ships. So it's an issue of dispute among scholars whether this is still applicable, that is, that you have to possess it. And Allah knows best. The most acceptable opinion would be that you own it through means that cannot be denied. Virtual trading is not like this. And that is why Forex, for example, where every one of you open the internet, gain money, do this, do that, Forex, 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 easy money, and everybody is dealing on it. This is haram. You cannot buy and sell gold unless it is direct. And we will come to talk to this in the field of riba, inshallah. But what I want to say is that virtual trading in such commodities, grain, barley, dates, salt, whatever, you have to physically own it or be certified by a trustworthy company. Because I can have a company and I tell you, yeah, invest, the prices went down, no, prices went up. And I fool 10,000, 100,000 people into such tradings. But, and this is, by the way, found in, unfortunately, in some Islamic banks. You go to them and you say, I want to buy rice. And they tell you this is a certificate, pile number 251. But the same bank has 100 branches in the country. And each branch is selling the 251 pile at the same time because they know that you're not going to take it. You're actually just buying it to resell it somewhere else and get the cash money. And this is called tawarruq. This is haram. So what is happening virtually that you are unable to be certain that what you've bought is definitely yours, this is not permissible. If you buy something from Holland, for example, virtually, and I will buy 1,000 tons of butter, this specification and the transaction is done and they ship it and they send it to you, this is okay. But to buy and sell without actually getting hold of it and not seeing it and not being able to know whether it is correct or not, this is not permissible and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.